Parsha Shmos, and by extension Sefer Shmos, begins of course with the Pasuk names, right? Source number one, Ve'ela Shmos B'nei Yisrael HaBoi Mitzrayim Eish Yaakov Ishu Ve'eso Bo. These are the names of B'nei Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, Yaakov and his household, and proceeds to list all of the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, etc. Mention of course that Yosef was in Mitzrayim, and the total number of people that came down 70. So it begins with a list of names. So the Bala Turim on that Pasuk notes that the second, third, fourth, and fifth words of the Pasuk, Shmos, B'nei Yisrael, Haboim, so you take the first letter of each word, it spells out Shivya, captivity, right? Shmos, B'nei Yisrael, Haboim. So he says this is a Shevach to the Jewish people, that even when they were in Shivya, when they were in prison in Golas, they still maintained the Jewish names. And that, of course, hints at the famous comment of the Medrash. Many people are familiar with a rabbinic statement that the Jewish people in Mitzrayim didn't change their names, their language, and their clothing. I don't know of any Medrash that says that. It does not say that specifically in the Medrash, I'm sorry, in terms of original sources. It could be in later sources, but the original Midrashim do not put Shmam L'Shonam Mabusham. It's Shogar B'fi Kol. It's one of those things that I don't think appears in that form. It could be in different places put together. There's nothing wrong with it, and there are places where individually you may have these things, but I don't think they appear together anywhere. The Medrash that we have on the paper, the second source, Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Lamed Beis, in Siman Hay, if you look five or six lines down, at the beginning of the line, it says, Bishul Dalad Dvarim, Nigalu Yisrael in Mitzrayim. This Medrash mentions four things, in the merit of which Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. It says Shaloshinu es Shemam, we got that one. Ves Lashonam, but it doesn't say anything about the Mabusham. We have elsewhere in the Haggadah, it says, we quote that Medrash in the Haggadah, it says, they were identifiable. So I'm not saying that the concepts don't appear, I should clarify, I don't think they appear together in the Medrash, those things. But anyways, the Medrash here says the four things, Shaloshinu es Shemam, Ves Lashonam, Velo Amru Lashon Hara, and below Nimsa Beinayan Echaman Paris Verba, yeah.
Isn't it like Moshe said that that's the reason why they're here? Achino da Hadavah?
Yeah, the Dilaturin, the people, and Echanami. The Midrash of Chalukim. But that's what this Medrash says. They didn't speak Lashon Hara, or maybe they speak too much Lashon Hara. And then it says also below Nimsa Beinayan Echaman Paris Verba, people who are sexually promiscuous. So we'll focus on the first, Loshino Eshmon, Ruvain Vishimon Nachsin, Ruvain Vishimon Salkin. Ruvain and Shimon came down from Mitzrayim, Ruvain and Shimon went back up from Mitzrayim. Doesn't mean the actual people, Ruvain and Shimon, they weren't alive anymore, but means people who identified with those names. Maybe there were even people who had those names and named after the original Ruvain and Shimon. But certainly they used the name for the Shevet Ruvain and Shimon. Lo hayu korin Yehuda Rufa. They didn't call Yehuda Rufus. V'lo Ruvain, Luyani, V'lo Yosef, Listis, V'lo Binyamin, Alexandri. Right? They didn't take on non-Jewish names, but rather they maintained their Jewish names. That's what the Medrash says, and it's in this course that they were taken out of Mitzrayim. Okay, so the Medrash later on, to answer your question, that the Lashon Hara speaks about one incident where they could have spoken Lashon, didn't. So doesn't mean that they never spoke Lashon Hara. That's this part of the Medrash. Anyway, so that's the Medrash. So it would appear from this Medrash by itself, certainly, that maintaining a Jewish name, using Jewish names, is an important thing. And certainly it was one of the things for which B'nai Yisrael and Nigel and Mitzrayim. The Pasuk later in the Chumash, in the third source, Vayikra Parakav Pasuk Chavav, V'yisem li kedoshim ki kadoshim yashem v'avdi l'eschem min ha'amim liyosli. Torah says, Hashem says that the Jewish people are to be a holy people, because Hashem is holy, v'avdi l'eschem min ha'amim liyosli. I have separated you from the other nations to be mine. That's one of the Havdalahs. That's what we say in Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. We say, Havdal ben Kodesh L'Chol, or the Kodesh ben Yisrael Amin. That's one of the things, which we highlight as a difference. We're different from the non-Jews. Havdalah Tzchemin Amin L'Yosli. On the basis of which the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Kochavim Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, Ein Holchin B'Chukos Ovdei Kochavim V'Lo Medamim Lohem Lo B'Malbuz V'Lo B'Seyar U'Keyotze V'En. We're not supposed to mimic and imitate the practice of non-Jews, to try and be like them, not in our style of dress, not in our hair styles, and so on, and things along those lines. Now, of course, that's the old question, which is not for tonight's year. How far do we take that? I mean, you know, that's by the one of the reasons we see them dressed differently is because it is. They don't want to dress the same way as the secular people, as the non-Jews
most
do.
Most of the dress, most of the uniform.
The old stuff from the Strymo's a Polish garb. Okay, but in any event, but today, the long coat, they don't wear a tie. I think I once heard years ago, a tie in Yiddish or in German is called a schnipsel. It was a tie. So someone thought, comes from the word puzzle. In Nitzal, if you wear a tie. You know, so someone thought, I think about Chalap actually told me that. I asked my father, the linguist, he said, he found out it's a German word, and it doesn't have to do with puzzle. But it's a nice thing, you know, that people say over. You know, that that's what they're, only ties.
But that's what the issue with ties is, yeah. The kesher of Shabbat.
That's another problem, right? I haven't made a tie in years. I would just take it off and put it on. That's much easier. Shabbos and weekday. Tattoo, you know.
That's not even be a bigger problem.
Yeah, why? Because the first time I did it, it'll be leaving forever. It's Kayama.
It's
just a time. All right, anyway. But that's what the Rambam says. That question of how far, you know, the truth is, I mentioned my father once, Yarshin the Kittel, from a sort of relative in Meir Sherman, then several generations of Yerushalmi. So the kippel button the other way, the women's way, right, and that's Kabbalistic, to be yamin al small, that's a Kabbalistic thing too, but I also heard some of that also, hookahs like, oh, they want to button the shirt the same way everyone else buttons the shirt. So, the question how far we take, right away, there's the idea of being separated, the Ram such the Ramah of Osilch of Chusagoyim, the Ramah of Chusayim of Osilechu, the Ramah of Shonachah Penyakeshachrayim, Hakob in Yerechur Umazir, the Damal and Elayir, so moved over him, we are dua b'mabushu, the Shar Maiseth Moshe moved over him b'madobah there. Also, just like we have different interests and different ways of thinking, different academic pursuits and so on, so also we should be readily identifiable in terms of appearance. V'cheinu Omer v'Abdel Hashem, Rami quotes that passage mentioned before, Lo Yubash Malbush Yuchaman, with a guy that sits his row, showing, you know, the locks, the curls of your hair, and so on. All the galach men at
Vodim. Don't cut off. Lo medamim lehem b'mabush, b'mabush am yuchar lehem.
I'm not sure. I thought about that question. We have to look it up. But anyway, I just want to speak in general. Notice the Rambam here mentions also not to wear the hair the same way. Don't shave off the sides. All of this is not to be like the guy. It doesn't mention here about names. But clearly, it would be the same, seems to be the same kind of thing. The Shohar passing this way as well, and there are days in Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Aleph, that also, Ein Ochem because of the Kachom, or Yubosh Malbush, Malbush Amiuchad Lahem, I guess there's certain clothes you have to wear, you know, that everybody wears, they won't wear socks or something. And it says the same thing in the Shohar Arach. So what about names? Again, it doesn't say specifically around the Shohar Arach. However, there's a Tosus in Gittin, on Daf Lamed Dalam Beis, the next source, which is a very interesting comment. Gittin obviously is an important source for discussion about names, because the way a name is written in a get obviously has significant ramifications. Halacha l'maaseh, we have all kinds of dinim, how to write the names, how to spell the names, and exactly what names you should use. What if a person has one name, two names, he has nicknames and surnames and middle names, and all this stuff is relevant in Hilchos Gittin. So the Tosus quotes on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis in Gittin, the Ramaskel Behu, Tosus quotes, Shalul Rabbeinu Tam, Shalul Rabbeinu Tam, if someone asked Rabbeinu Tam about the following situation, Al Mumar, La'avodus Kochovim Shegirish Shesisto. He had a guy who never became an apostate Jew, he became a Meshumad, he left the Judaism. I guess he was nice enough at some point to agree to give his wife a get, or maybe she wanted to remain religious or whatever, and she wanted to be able to remarry. So he abandoned Judaism. And they only wrote in the get, Lichter Beget, El Hashem Shal Yadus, Velo Shem Shal Ovi Kochovim. They wrote in the get only his Jewish name. They didn't write the name that he now used. And the problem is, the question is, Rabbeinu Tam, this guy is not known anymore by the name Yisrael or David or whoever it was. He's known now by the name of whatever Goyish name he used. So maybe it should be a problem with the get. Maybe it should be a problem with the get because it doesn't have the name by which this guy is known. At the time of his bris, and for whatever number of years, he was an observant Jew, so he used that name, but now he's known publicly as another name. So is this a good get or not? So again, I want to go into the laws of Hilchos Gittin, but hey, Rabbeinu Tam, it's wrong words. Cholila lahazkir shame over kachovim b'toras Moshe Yisrael. Chas v'shom that in a get which says kadas Moshe Yisrael. Chas v'shom which mentions a non-Jewish name. I paskan Rabbeinu Tam. What exactly does he mean? I mean, just as a side point, the Yosef Engel and the Gilyon HaShatz over there, you know, raise the question. I mean, you know, there's a get to have kedusha to it. I mean, it's not a sefer Torah. He says, nevertheless, there's a get yesh po inyan mailo kedusha lachain ein lahaski bo same akum. So kedusha yesh beget lo vishenikra sefer because of kedas Moshe of Yisrael. That's how the single quotes that there is some not kedusha in the sense not a sefer Torah. It's not a tilling, but it has some religious. It's a religious type. It's a religious document. It has the says the words kedas Moshe of Yisrael. So says Rabbeinu Tam chas shalom, we should put in a get the non-Jewish name. So obviously those are pretty strong words that he mentions, and therefore it should be clear that at least according to Ben Tam we should ignore a non-Jewish name. Yeah.
In the same way, their names are non-Jews. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question. That's a good question. So I saw someone said, you know, Yosef's name was changed to Tzofnas Paneach. That's what Paro called him. He said to his brothers, I'm Yosef. I'm Yosef. But it's a good question. I mean, there are others, Melech and other people, no question. But it's a good horror. I mean, maybe he talks about it. There's a piece on it. But I'm just mentioning it's a funny statement. But you see, I think, what Rabbeinu Tam felt about the significance of Jewish names. We don't put non-Jewish names in any Jewish activity, any Jewish document.
Wait, what was defined as a Jewish name?
Well, we didn't really define it. I mean, that's the question. Look, one can ask, and this we said, where's Moshe anyway? I mean, where did Moshe come from? Right, the Bas Paro gave him the name. The truth is, Chazal had other names for Moshe. Avigdor was it, or is it Santovia? Because it says in the Pesukim, it said Vayar Kitovu, right? So they said his name was. So we have the Medrash has 10 names. I forgot what exactly. It must be on this week's Sedia. It has all the 10 names of Moshe. And it's one of the Piyutim on Simchas Torah that nobody says has a list of all the 10 names of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Gabtzum Lachem that appeared on some of the stories. So I think the Medjus, all the 10 names of Moshe. But none of them were Moshe. Moshe was his Goyish name, so to speak. I think, now that I'm thinking about it, you just ask, I think in Rabbi Kaplan's Chumash, the living Torah Rabbi Kaplan's Chumash, I think he demonstrates the name Moses was an Egyptian type of name, or had that S-E-S ending, Ramses and all these names, S-E-S ending is an Egyptian name. So it's a good Ha'ara. So I don't know if we're going to get to everything.
Shifa and Pua.
Also, yeah, that sounds.
Also, because in Egypt you had to have names that have the element of pow. Pay.
Yeah, right. The pay,
pesh,
right. He mentions that, right. I am. Yeah.
So those, right. Also Goyish.
We mentioned once, the Emissary Akkad says like that, yeah. Huh? I said it once, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, so the Enechanami. So it's a good question exactly what's a Jewish name. We can assume that a name that used by a Jew in the Torah would qualify as a Jewish name. Although, again, not for now, but they raise the question, yeah.
Like, not just say names of Ovidazar, but you have, like, Baal, like, said in the Zion, so maybe there's a difference between speaking it and having it written.
Right, how do you your name? Well, okay, that's true. Okay, that's evil. Anyway, so it's a good question of what's a Jewish name, but let's assume for a moment that we can figure out today what a Jewish name is. Certainly, as we'll see in some of the postgame names that have already been accepted as Jewish names, for example, I mean, Alexander is a good example. You know, today, lots of people call Sender. It's a perfectly acceptable Jewish name. Obviously, it was originally a non-Jewish name. Then Gemara Medrash says Alexander the Great came to Yerushalayim. He had fought against the Persians, and the Jews backed the wrong horse in that war. The Jews backed the Persians in the war. Not because they loved the Persians so much, but because I think they knew the Persians. All the years they knew how to deal with them. The Greeks were a new nation, so who knows how they're going to treat the Jews. They figured they'd rather stick with the old Tsars and new Tsars, and they knew who to bribe and who to deal with and how to work with the government. So they supported the Persians. The Persians lost. They were terribly nervous when Alexander the Great came to Jerusalem, but then Shimon HaTzadik was an old man. So remember the Medrash that Shimon HaTzadik, Gemara says, Shimon HaTzadik came, and Alexander the Great got off his high horse, literally, and he showed great respect to Shimon HaTzadik, and his soldiers were stunned. He never saw Alexander the Great show his respect, and he says, oh, whenever he goes out to war, this is the story, whenever he goes out to war, he's inspired by the vision of this old man psyching him up out to go out to battle. So that was the face of the man, Shimon HaTzadik, so the Jews were all saved. But one of the deals they made was that they named their children it. I mean, that remains a Jewish name till today. Sender, people, you know, the Yiddish Sender is Alexander. So I guess, certainly once names have been accepted, it's accepted. You have to ask a kash on the first generation. How they're allowed to do it. But anyway, that's but certainly something that's a shame overcome. Maybe we'll come back to that point because it's a significant point.
Is that the name that you named originally and not a name that you added as a common name?
Well, that's the, we're going to talk about that. We'll see in a second. Okay? Now, the idea that Jews had common names, so to segue right into that, the next source, the Rosh, in Gittin over there, Parak Dalet Siman Zion, the Rosh mentions, Lefi Shenagu HaNachrim Ba'ashkenaz, Shekarim LaYehudim B'chanicha HaKarav L'Loshon Ivri. Already in the days of the Rosh is what, the late 1200s, the Rosh, you know, in his time, a little later, the Rosh, in his time already, the non-Jews referred to Jews by non-Jewish names, but like Chanich means like a nickname, sort of a nickname. And it was similar to the Jewish name. I'm guessing that they Germanicized it, or they whatever. Like we have Savron becomes Abraham in English, right? It's the same name. So that already was common in the days of the Rosh. So the question is, Sof Kol Sof, is it can one use it? Can one give their children non-Jewish names? And when I was born, so was our generation, was common. The parents did give the children English names. Today, I think most of our people don't give the children English names at all. More mikubal not to have English names, because in general in the world, that in America, there are people with Muslim names and Hindu names and this thing. So, what's that? Right. The President of the United States, right? Is he going to say the H or the, what? No, we're waiting to see. So there you go. So it's more mikubal today. But the Maram Shik, unfortunately, I guess he didn't have that in the database, the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik has a very, Maram Shik was a Talmud of Chasam Sofer. It's not on the paper, so I'll read it to you. Has a very fascinating tshuva on this subject. In Chelek Yeridei Siman Kuf Samach Tes, he was asked about using non-Jewish names. He said, what do you mean, how could you think about using non-Jewish names ever? You should give your kids non-Jewish names, don't use non-Jewish names. He's very forceful about it. He writes, this is what Hari Amru Medrash Beschus Zeshal Oshinu Es Shemam Zochino Lo Tzeis Mitzrayim. The whole reason he came out of Mitzrayim was because of this Zechus. We didn't change our names.
That's Mahol. Okay, that's his name.
So we'll get to that in a second. So hey, and so some people answer. They say, hey, Meshivim Shua Zeshad died b'mashiyesham Shein Hudin Likrosom Bolalas V'Torah. So some say, okay, there's one. I have a Jewish name. I get Aliyah. Says the Maram Shek B'zeh Dover Hevel V'Tipshus. Nonsense. Kibivada yesh b'zeh, ready, Isser d'oraisa. Says the Maram Shik, to use an English name, I'm just reading what he says, it's an Isser d'oraisa. Kemosha Kosov Rambam, he refers to the Rambam we mentioned before, based on a posuk of Avdus Kamen Amim, okay, and he learns you're not allowed to imitate the Jews in any way, Goyim in any way, and so on. He says, Aleinu Lassos, Kemosha Kosov, Osema Shemar, Vahim Vahisham, Legoy Godol, Vidor Shukach, Aleinu Zahamar, Melamed, Shoy Yisom, Mitzuyarim, Son, Kesei, Nahagodah. He says, again, his words, it's an Isser d'oraisa. And he says, it's unfortunate that, many people, now a change it. They like to use the goyim, and they say, "I raise a bizoyan gadol of a sayim." It's a bizoyan that kol echad misro and so on and so forth. We always turn back and look back at our, vayisham legoy gadol. That's in the parsha of Bikurim. We put it in agada. We say mitzionim sham and so on. And he quotes the chosra tosu the gittin of lamed on the same rabbi matam shachas to shoma as kashem nochem beget. Right, the tosu we quoted. He said that's a raya. I feel beget. So especially in a get, where we have to be mocked with to write every name. The guy's got a nickname. They call him Niskaria this. We will to put all the names in a get. Still, we don't want to do it. He writes to me, Tom Zeb, the Poland, Ain Kosim, Shum Get, Kina Shem Goya, Sheshul Yudi. He's a meeting in Poland. Kedisa, the Sefer Kedisa, Anche Shem. That's Anche written by Shlomo Kluger, I think. So, he says, even on the Chasam Sofer, we'll get to it later, says, otherwise, that's what we should do. And he says, he always tells his children, I always, and he mazir kama pamim bedrashos hali, so I speak about it all pamim shul. My drashos, he's very gung ho about this. And Yitzchak said his very name, the last name Shik. The Maram Shik was at the time when they made everyone select the last name. The idea of having a last name is relatively recent, and it was different in different countries. How did you pick a last name? So many people picked a last name, but where they lived. So this one is called Berliner, and that one's called something else. Other people have names based on their profession, right? Miller or whatever, their jobs.
That's what they imposed on them.
That was imposed on them, right? So the Maram Shik is, I think they say that his father, because the Sefer Otsar Briz brings it down. He said his father picked the name Shik, because Shik is Rosh Tevis, Shem Yisrael Kodesh. That's why he picked that name. Maram Shik. Chick is okay, I gotta pick a last name, right? I'll pick a last name. A lot of Jews, of course, Katz, we know, is Cohen Tzedek, and Segel is Elusha Levi, and Segel is Skan Lako, and you have names like that. I think Chalap. It's Chassidim Rishonim, Lemidas Poland.
Kilat
Poland. Kilat Chassidim Rishonim. Okay, whatever, maybe both. Okay, anyway, so a lot of these names are like that. By the Sardim, Azulai, the Chidur, his last name is Azulai. I think spells that as a lie. A lot of these names are like that, So, but that's the Maram Shik chose Shem Yisrael Kodesh. Good. But he says it's Takir.
If your son asks you why I'm called as a lie.
Yeah, right. That's always remember your calling.
It's fascinating. Yeah. Shai Agnon they can completely reverse.
Yeah.
Because in Israel started a tradition of
changing
it back
to Hebrew.
And actually it was a requirement, and now I think they're more lenient, that anybody who has an official capacity
had to have an Israel.
Had to, that's
Hebrew.
What Ben Gurion Sharet, which was Sharto Kol Sharet, Abba Eben, they had nothing to do with Yiddish
culture.
They can't. Yeah. And Agnon said, that's not what the Maharal Sheikh said, that they are embarrassing their parents.
That's what the Maharal Sheikh
said. Very embarrassing. Yeah. Because the point is that you have to carry the tradition
to the family. He saw my first, and anyway, that's the Maharal Sheikh. Good. So, but my point is, he says that Issa d'Oraisa, and the Darkei Tshuva quotes this in Yerodei in that same Siman. That's what he says, under that. So Agdus Chaim HaHanus, this is the right city. He was a non-Jewish name. And the Darkei Tshuva from the Munkacha writes this in Yerodei in that same Siman, Kufayin Ches, and Sivkot Yudalit, he quotes it. And so therefore you have these prominent poskim who feel that it's a significant issue. The Ragat Tshuver, in one of his Tshuvas, in Tzofmas Panayach in Maduras Varsha, in Simon Reish, I and Hay. So, after he quotes about 15 different places in Shas to check out, he says, talking about names, right, it's important, what about names of Goyim? So he says, there's enough to say about this, Al Koponim Rak the Hechid the Mitar Game, Shmo Shalosh HaKodesh, the Beer Shalosh Lo Ichbaslon Klal. If you're just translating the name into another language, that's okay. That's why I have a lot of the Yiddish names, Tzvi is Hersh, and Dov is Bear. I remember there was someone I knew who was a frum fellow. He was a Baal Tshuva, and when he became observant, he people asked him his name. His name was David, and so what's your father's name? So he told him his father's name is Sheber, David Ben Sheber. So the rabbi, Sheber means he shattered, he broke. What is it? What kind of a name? It's not a name, Sheber. It doesn't make any sense. So it can't be that someone named such a person. It's not a name. So even a modern Israeli name, Sheber, wouldn't be the name you pick. So finally did some investigation, and they found that the father was called Yehoshua Dov, which became Sheber. Right? So he didn't know it. The father didn't know. The father wasn't observant. Was just becoming observant. He done this. Sheber. Remember, his old grandfather called him Sheber. Sheber. Yehoshua Dov. Right? So, but anyway, probably. Right. So in any event, so that's what the Ragat Tshuva says. But he says, Avalim Mishana L'Shem Achar Vader Oser. But he changed to another name also. He said, you want just a translation. Certainly I would say a transliteration. Like I said before, Yitzhak becomes Isaac or Yaakov becomes Jacob. That's just a transliteration. You know, Yosef becomes Joseph. It's interesting because even the non-Jews who name their children after biblical characters use the Hebrew name just in transliteration. Among, I think, I don't know, about the Amish or some Puritans, I remember reading once that, and it's not uncommon, they had, let's say Yosef. And Yosef means when Rachel named him Yosef, it says Yosef li ben acher, right? Increase. So they used the name increase. That was they used the English word instead of Joseph. That was not uncommon. There's several like that. I forgot already other examples. I remember once reading certain Puritans or certain Protestants did that. Why should they take the, it's just a transliteration of the Hebrew. But anyway, so the Ragat Tshuva says...
We have Tanaim and Amoraim.
We'll come to that. But anyway, certainly we have the Maram Shik, who says forcefully, this is the right, so the Darkei Tshuva seems to agree. The Ragat Tshuva has a little bit of room. He says if it's just a translation, it's okay, but other than that, he also says it's awesome. On the other side of the coin, really a polar opposite almost, you have the Tshuva from the Marash Dam, Rosh Mulda Medina, Chelek, it's the ninth source, Chelek Yeredei, Sim Kuf Tzadi Tes, interesting question. She'ela, Elu Ha'anusim Shabal mit Portugal. The Jews, the Anus, and the Maranos, who had to hide from the Inquisition, they came from Portugal. If they're going to walk around the streets pretending to be Christian, but they're going to use names like Beryl and Shlomi, it's not going to fool too many people. So, they got to take on non-Jewish names, right? So they had these non-Jewish names. After they got out of there and they came back to observing Judaism, so they took back their Jewish names. However, sometimes the Yisraelim tzorech lichtov mimokum asher yoshim yadusam elamokum asher ha'olam shemos kishmos ha'goyim im lekroveihem im lemishanosim and osim mamonam, right? They have relatives they have to write to, so they can write a letter, from from Lav Moshe, who's that? I don't know who it is. And kind of that he used the Goyisha name, right? Or business partners, the people involved in buying and selling, and so on, so they know the person by this name. This is very common today. People have Jewish names, but on their check. I remember once getting a check from the rabbi. I never knew that was he and his wife's name. Just saw on the check. You know, so a lot of times people use English names or official names on documents. That was the question. Is it mutter? אם יכול, אני אעשה מה אשדם, אם יכול, לכתוב ולשם על שמם כשם אשר מגיעו שם. או אם יש חשש איסו בדובר. בגלל שניר המקיים, you know, maybe it's, you know, it's, they're turning away from Torah Hashem, and so what's the story? Maybe the Chuba wasn't honest. Says, Midas Chassidus, okay, he agrees, certainly Midas Chassidus, not to use it, but he wants to know if it's Mutus. And the answer, the next source, it says, Marshdam Paskin, Shmos Hagoyim, Einam Asurim Lehudin. Period. Says the Marashdam, no, there's no Isser. There's no Isser. Maramshek says this is the Raisa. Maramshek says no Isser at all. Rabbanan in the midst of Midas Chassidus, maybe that's it. And he brings a Raya. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, and that's, I skipped over, it's in the previous source, source 8, it says, Gittin Haboy Medinas Hayam, the Eidim Chassum Aleyam. Sometimes a get will be brought from overseas, signed by Eidim. And the Edom there signed their names, the Jews from living overseas, and they signed, they had the American names, whatever the names that come up wasn't from America, wherever it was coming from the Yisrael, they signed in those Goyish names. So says the Gemara, it's kosher. Why? And here's the key line. Mipnei serov Yisrael shebechutz la'aretz shmoseim kishmol tzadeh kacham. The Gemara says openly, rov Jews living in chutz la'aretz had non-Jewish names. That's the names they used. So says the Marashdam, it's a Beferish Shariah, right? The Perakal of Gittin, Gittin, Abayim, Nidasayam, etc., that the robe of the Jews had it. And he says, next side of the page, he says, and even in Eretz Yisrael they had it. Maybe it wasn't the robe in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Eretz Yisrael people had those names, and so on. And therefore he says, certainly Jews had names. He refers to the Rosh. We mentioned that in the days of the Rosh, they called them by other names. And the Gemara mentions names, Lucas, Lewis, it's in the Gemara. Right? They had these other names, what? Because these people couldn't write their wives Gittin. I can write away, the guy's name, named Lucas, tell you, sorry, you can never get divorced. You know, because you never write in a get, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, and they can never serve as Adam. So, Harry, the Pharisee, you saw Sakharas and Shane, so the guy will hook him. You saw Kosher, Harry, the Kosher, Achdom, the get, and so on. So he says, therefore, the same thing is true of these Anusim, who came back, and so on. You want to be Machmir, and, you know, or talking amongst ourselves maybe, but certainly on a piece of paper, on a document to sign is no problem. That's the Ramshik. We'll see in a second. We'll get to the second. But that's not kotz ala kotz. The Ramshik saying this is the right one, those who follow him. Marzdam the other. Moshe Feinstein has several tshuvas on this subject. The first one I printed is Eben Ezra Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Hey. He says, Bidvar Inan Hashemos, the people use kimat ruba the ruba af mir Hashem Yisroch af mir Rabbanim nikroim b'shemos anochim shalmedinim b'shmos angliim. This tshuva was written probably in the 70s. You know, even the outstanding Yirei Shamayim. Today again, people use the Hebrew names, but at one time even prominent Rabbanim had English names. And Asher neged Hashevach Shashim Chuzal was in Mitzrayim. It seems to be against the Shevach that we started with, that the Jews in Mitzrayim didn't change their names. Okay, so he asked, you know, what about the writing in the get, the last line of that first paragraph? It says, you know, you have a woman who go on Isha Shashmos Shendel over P. Kol Nikra Charlotte. Right, their woman was called Shandel, but everyone called her Charlotte. You know, when she was a kid, she named Shandel. You know, but when they named her that Shabbos after she was born, but she was always called Charlotte. What do you do? So he says, Shiyichta was Shandel Mechuna Charlotte. Okay, you put on Mechuna and not Miskari. Again, that's a technical issue in Gittin, but again, he says you can put it in the get, no problem. And then he writes something else. This is what you alluded to before, I think, in the same Mitzvah. He says, Oh, Hodman is saying Ruba the Ruba Karn Gam Shema Angi Marisa. The English name is from birth. The English name comes when you from birth. As a matter of fact, usually the English name you have before you have the Hebrew name, says Moshe. Why? He says, Glyphonim Shema in Anglu Akodim, who came up for old upon him. Dil is the Chorim Shashem Karim Bishasamila. Boy, you give them the Hebrew name at the bris. But Vadai Karl Shema Anglu Kodim, the Hobba Hospital, right, when you're in the hospital, let's say translate here is Beis Cholim, okay, but in the hospital, she'll let this Shom Kosin Shema Anglu Hashima there, the birth certificate. Usually they bring the mother the first day that comes in the birth certificate, you fill in the English name on the birth certificate. Shatrichim Shem, Shatrichim Shom, was then Nikba Shmola Chol in Yar Medina. And that becomes the person's official name for all legal matters, state, federal, local matters.
Today, the hospital already respects the Jewish tradition.
Oh, is that right?
They don't do it anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
They write down son of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. But the days of my children, when we had a, must be relatively.
Yeah, they don't know.
But in Moshe's time, suddenly he's writing, and I think, come on, my kids are almost, we got a birth certificate, we filled it in right away. And it's the same thing with the girl. They named the girl Levanos. Shalifam Kar Hashem, the Yoma Kriya, Arishon, the first Kriya, Torah day, Shechal Acharleda. Sometimes they wait till Shabbos because the grandparents are coming in or something. So they have the other name first. So you can't say that this is just a nickname. The internal Shaychlom, again, that's a technicality for Git, but clearly your Moshe is passing and put it in the get. And he says, maybe it's not a nice thing. There's no iser. As I said, there's no iser. So he's like the Maharaj Dam. Again, the Maharaj Shekhar, the Daki Chuba, and the Raka Chuba. Okay? And he brings an interesting riot.
You almost never quote Achronim.
Yeah, very rarely. People write about that.
Because he should have bought it.
Yeah. The only time the Rosh usually quotes Achronim is when whoever they ask him a question, so on the Achronim. That's what they say. Yeah. But anyway, he says there's no issue here. And he brings an interesting riot. He'll say it outside, but he says the truth of the matter is, wait a second. Lo Shinu es Shemam, right? It also says in the same measures they didn't change their language. So somebody's going to say, therefore now it's also talking another language. It never says that, right? The same measures. Lo Shinu es Shemam and Lo Shinu es Lashonam. So does Lo Shinu, so in a Chanami, there's a mitzvah to Lashon HaKodesh and so on. Does anybody now turn around and say that therefore it's
possible? Moshe Feinstein himself says machine instead of...
Right. No, hospital. Okay. That's true, we had a hospital.
Right,
doesn't get it.
I recently listened to Terrence Israel, young fellow.
Yeah.
Who does not speak Hebrew unless he's learning.
Well, only learning, yeah. Only speaking learning, yeah. Anybody see that?
Basically. No, that's in Torah Kata.
Yeah.
Now, big Makpi.
He's not in the Torah Kata.
No, no, but they Makpi, they only on the Torah Kodesh. Yeah, right. He should not abuse it between in an Echol.
He's in a Haredi world, but he's not Hasidish.
But for most people, most people are not Choshev. But for most people, it's in the middle. But Moshe's point is that the same measures that says Losino Shmam, says Losino Sashon, nobody's going to propose therefore it's also to talk. It means they maintained it, but it doesn't mean they didn't talk anything else. So let's read the same thing here. In another tshuva, the next source, it goes Moshe Chelek Ebenezer, Chelek Dalad, Simon Kuf Beis. So he says, Hinei B'Shemos Halaz, that would come from the Nesenu, the Europe, Ika Cholok L'Shmos Angim Kan. The Nesenu Hayadua D'Chol, the Lakol, the Hashem Ha'etzim Shalama, Shakar Lo Bein, B'Shas Habris, L'Bas Beis HaKnesses, Shakar Lo Torah. Nebuch, in Europe, okay, sometimes they had for official purposes other names, but everybody knew their own name. Now, like in the story I told you before with Shibir, the guy probably knew his English name, his family, whatever it was, but it wasn't, he says, today, unfortunately, the English name becomes more so. But he said, again, in terms of Hus Gittin, that means it's more, you have to write it in the get. And the second part of the
what are you doing in the get?
You have to put in Lamechuna, Hamechuna, not Miskai, not a nickname.
There was a period that they came from Europe and they went to whatever.
Ellis Island, yeah. They changed the names altogether.
Did whatever they wanted.
Right, to put a name on, right.
What name
right.
They have to take in the gate?
There's a question, are they known by that name? It's a matter of what they're known by. You know, you have to be known. But if people had the English names, that's what the Moshe says to put in. He says, even in Shibnei Torah, huh?
If a guy, I'm sorry, grew up in Kollel, never had exposure, never needed a secular name. Maybe Moshe would allow him for business purpose to adopt
the secular? Can we come to that point? That's an interesting question. Well, that may be the solution to one of our problems raised. But anyway, you want to ask, Mechuna is like another name, also known as, but there's also Miskaria. Miskaria means more like a nickname. Mechuna means it's another name.
But
you know, so
the nickname is also really...
That's a different channel. But sometimes people have nicknames that they, you know, the guy's always known by this name, you know. I have to think of some examples, but there are many people. But they're called, okay, there you go.
Henry Plaza.
Anyway, so that's what that's what Moshe says in that tshuva. Finally, another tshuva. He says about using another name. He says it's a davar meguna, but ain't iser. There's no iser. And here he mentions the point that Henry mentioned before. Shalachin chazina and shekama shmo shalaz bechol medina medina nasa b'meshach hazman degalos haaruch shischal medinos. That many names became accepted as Jewish names. Shavsam istama tzavchu metchila, even if people may have objected originally. Nistaku Hashem as ben Yisrael. Hashiniku kravos shmos Yisrael. And you know, they all became Jewish names. Some of them just asked me the other day about the name Minna. Her grandmother called Minna. So what is Minna? Minna is short for Wilhelmina, but it doesn't mean anything. But Minna is a Jewish name, a good Jewish name. You know, it's always a Minna something or other, right? Some aunt or something like that. So that's what the Rosh is talking about here. And he's saying about his stride, and look what he writes. Harbe Shemos Mishwar Begam Ga'one Ola Majol Shonam Kebala Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah, right? Who doesn't learn the Rami? Learn the Magid Mishnah. Shmo Hayar Abenu Vidal. There's a nice Jewish name, Vidal. Right? A Spanish name. That's not a Jewish name, but that was his name there. The Magid Mishnah, Rabbi Vidal. The Kamagon was coming to the son of Gam, say Maimon. Where does Maimon come from? Obviously, most of we know. Rabbi Moshe, Maimon, is a, now it's a Jewish name. What kind of name is Maimon? That's not a biblical name. His family was a name from that area. So he says, Shalachin Chas v'Shalom Lanu Lomar Shalom Asu Kahogin. You can say all these people use these names improperly, and we don't want to say it. There's or Nisragu Beil Hashemos and so on, and it's not a genai to use those names. The names that you know that are acceptable. So it's that's what the he mentioned the issue of using Gittel. You know, it's not. He said it's an acceptable Jewish name.
Even a name like Ibn Ezra.
Yeah.
He didn't call himself Ben Ezra.
Yeah, even right.
Ibn Ezra.
Arabic word, yeah. A little later in the tshuva, last paragraph of that tshuva, he named Etzem, as Henry said before, Hamatzinu Harbe Shemos Shel Amoraim. Well, you have to go further than the Gemara. Shinikro, B'Shem Daram, is going to Papa, Rav Zvi, Dumar Zutu, Mar Kshishu, Mar Yenuka. There are many of the Aramaic names that are in the Gemara.
You almost okay? Don't find in Hebrew.
Jewish names, yeah, almost right. Now, he says maybe Aramaic is different because he talks about that. What about the Taka of the Mishnah? So you have in the Gemara, you said it before, all these are Papa. So, what about the Medrash? So Moshe has an interesting Chiddush. I'm not going to read inside of Safe Pond. Moshe says, maybe that whole idea that they came out of Mitzrayim because they preserved their names, he said that's because at that time, that's what was needed to preserve them as a Jewish people. They didn't have mitzvahs, there was no Torah, you know, certain things, but not too many things. He said that was something they needed at that time, right? They wanted to be identified. However, Torah, many things that make us different. Our whole religion is different. Our whole behavior is different. So it's very interesting. He said that's what happens. And then he writes,
Rachel Schechter, look at father.
Yeah, yeah.
And says, every generation have their own challenge.
Yeah, right.
Our generation is television.
Oh, that's a thing. Yeah. But the Rav Moshe says at the end,
Lo Yavo, Yarov Lo Yavo, so like each
generation has to figure out what the biggest challenge is. But at the end of this tshuva, he's a very interesting approach. He says in the end, last line, I don't want to say without any riots. However, Meshach Chochma says it too. Meshach Chochma and Parshas Bo, and the Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chof Beis talks about Hinei Behemos Habimei Hayos Yisrael Begola Ha'ikar Hu Asyagim Hagdarim Shal Yisar Beino Amin. And that's why in those days it was a big deal, so Shinu Shema Shinu Shonim. Lo came Begolas Bogo, but in Begolas Bogo they took on these names. Why? So he says, Ha'yu Shomim Gufei Torah. Right? They had Torah, they had other things. So the Moshe's children, the Meshach Chochma says the same thing. So now we have to understand, so we kind of have been a kotze really. You know, what's with the, you know, what do we do? In other words, you have Maram Sik, who says, Mamash Nisa Daraisa. And the Dark Ketshuva agrees. The Tosfos Panach seems to agree. And Moshe says the other way, that there's no Isser, and it may even be the Medrash is talking about one time in that generation, and the Marash Dam says there's Portuguese, Muranos and so on, not a problem. So how do we reconcile this? So first, just one other thing, the Tosfos in Gittin, source 16, says the name Betai, I don't know, Garcin, the Betai Shem Yisrael, it mentions a Jewish name. However, okay, give me some more evidence. Okay. Sorry. So the Maratz Chayes over there says, and it's interesting because I saw in the Sefer Yisrael Yisrael from Rabbi Felder from Toronto, has on the sitter, so he has the discussion about this, quote some of the Makaris that we have here, and he mentioned someone wanted to bring a Raya that, do we ever find that a Ger, when he becomes Jewish, has to change his name? He says, Unkos was Unkos before and he was Unkos after, right? I mean, so you don't find, and that's what that Maratz Chayes seems to say. Maratz Chayes quotes the Maratz Chayes that just because it was a guy who was a guy before, but that, you know, he became a Jew, he didn't have to change his name. But I felt the quotes over there, some who say that they do change name, that Rus, that was not her original name was something else. But whatever it is, there's ample source for So it's interesting, page 667.
Shmaya v'Avtalion v'Egelim.
Yeah, they kept, yeah. Shmaya, the question is, was that a new name? Shmaya sounds like it might be, I don't know, but that time doesn't sound like it is, so maybe that's, I don't know. Now, the Shulchan Aruch rules, in that case,
Shmaya was the name of the Navi.
There was a, was that one, yeah, one of the, yeah.
So he changed his name.
Yes, he changed his name, because of time. The Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra, similar to Kufchof Tesh, Evan on the store says, Ger Shakosa Shame Gayuso Kosha Filim Yishtakamena. A goy can continue to use the goyish name or and a get, even if he no longer uses it, it's still valid. So on that ruling of the Shulchan Aruch and Kufchof Tesh Sivrov, the Taz makes an interesting comment. Because we have to try and reconcile. How do we, figure out this, this completely dichotomous approach between two schools of thought on this matter? So the Taz, it's the Kufchof Tesh, Sivkotten Zayin. The Taz suggests the following. Maybe the difference is, it may depend on the name. He says, Lo Chiva Torah Legeus Yizgar, He says, first of all, Harbe Shemos Hagoyim Krobel Shemos Shalano. El the Kol Sheheimer Hagoyim, what does the Rebbe Palm do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, what are we talking about there? They're talking about, says the Taz, when the Goy, or the Jew, who became a Meshumen Hamer Das, he became a Mumar, when he took that other name as a sign of his rejection of Judaism. In other words, he took the other name, Bedavke, to sort of inform everybody and to make a public production out of it. I'm not this anymore. I have another name now. I'm not Yonasan, I'm John. Or whatever. He takes on a name which is done to right? The guy became not a Gaya. That's why it's okay. That whole culture, that's what the Taz says, and others in other tshuvas say it also. The Chassam Sofer, in one of his, the Yom Shol Shlomo. The Yom Shol Shlomo in Gittin says this in Perek Vav, Simon Vav in Gittin. He says, Ach beget mishumot eino l'hagiskis shem shol geis b'sefer nitzavot k'das Moshe Yisrael. And that's what Ben Tam says. Okay? And the reason is because there, the person was taking the name, the fees there, he took the name in order to advertise his becoming a non-Jew. And that's not relevant by a goy, by a goy who converts. The Chassam Sofer has one of his tshuvas in Chelek Eved Ezra Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Ches. He says that which Rabbeinu Tam says, that the Chalila Haskes Shem Geus in the Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. So again, that's talking about, a guy who's what's this guy writing a get for altogether? He doesn't care, right? He abandoned Judaism. So the answer is, he quotes the famous Rambam that says, every Jew deep down wants to do what's right. So that's why we can force a person to give a get, right? So this guy, they force him to give a get. So deep down, so he says the same thing. Deep down, he doesn't want the Goyish name. Deep down, he only wants his Jewish name. That's why we don't have to put the Goyish name in the get. The Chassam Sofer says, otherwise, that's in that case. But otherwise, it's okay to put the Goyish name in the get as well. And he says in a later tshuva, Chelek Eben Ezra Simon Kuf Yud Ches, El Al Karchach Lo Amar Rabbeinu Tam El B'Shem Hamore Al Kafronos B'Toras Moshe Rav HaShom. So I think two things. I think number one, it's a name. It's either a name that the guy took to advertise, or it's a name that's blatantly associated only with non-Jewry. The name, the Jewish kid Mohammed. I mean, that's Jesus. That's a blatant, rejection, so to speak.
Christopher?
I think it's about Christopher. I don't know. Christopher also has CHRIS in it, IST in it, and they have. One time, you may not want to do it, I mentioned, one time Adolf was a fine Jewish name, people used his name, not anymore, except for that crazy person, not Jewish, that crazy person out west, named the kid, but the fact is, there's certain names, but that's what Chassam Sofer says, to take a name that It's only us, so when you're using it for that purpose, that's, I think, we can kind of reconcile. Dibre Chaim says it also. Dibre Chaim is talking to the Chanza Rebbe in Ibn Ezra, in Mechelet Beis, Ibn Ezra, some Kuf Samach Beis. He says, they're talking about a guy whose name was Usher and Mechuna Zelig. Usher Zelig goes together a lot. And however, everyone calls him Zygmunt. Right? He says, Shina Shmuel Hashem Zygmunt. So he says that Afiyan is daiti tzarach lichtav Hashem mechuna zelah mechuna zigman. The heart that kaival on the ain kosin shem shal geis beget who mishum the shem zed havir shem zed havir also midas Yisrael. The shem zed nitav al havir. It's always he took that name. But other than that, it's okay. And he says the truth of the matter is the also lahaske shem akam zed vaday lesa the chol sadayin das Yehudis alav. Even if somebody's Jewish or from Jew, rachshishina shmo kederach hamischadshim, he took on a name because he lives in America. The parents called him an English name or whatever it is. He says when nikra shmo came, if he called the vaday imlo kosov baget posel, you must write that in the get. That's the guy's known by. The kain kosov behead of samsov refers to the samsov's letter. As a matter of fact, we'll finish with this. The Maram Shik himself, in a different tshuva. And again, it's a little bit difficult because here he says the minhag is to put the non-Jewish name in, and the other place the minhag in Poland is not, so maybe different communities. But he says, we're talmid chacham sofer, even though Shlomo Kluger and that shul that I mentioned before says not to. But again, he also has the same idea that it's mutter to put it in the ghetto over here. So how could he be so himself? So I want to suggest, barring what these poskim are saying with regards to including the name in the get, it will solve our problem. That which is in the Sado Raisa Mamish is when you take the Goyish name for the purpose of demonstrating that you're embarrassed about being Jewish and that you don't want to be Jewish and so on. That's the Sado Raisa. You're doing it just to, but if a person has the name that he was given or for official purposes and so on, then we go the other way, then it's perfectly permissible to use that name.
That's the Sefer Shvamim Ha'amakim, whether you can change your status in the passport. Not to save your life.
Once I spoke about Monsieur Shabbos, so yeah. I think I spoke about it because that was a question. A guy's a spy. Let's say, can you not allow to? The halacha is someone asking you, Jewish, you're not allowed to say no, even if to save your life. That's a question. Some of these hostages on airplanes and so on, they don't want to single out the Jews and so on. An interesting question. I think Rav Goren once, I think we once gave a share, Rav Goren spoke about it. But anyway, so I'll just finish off the
this relates to the fact that do we discuss this that you're not allowed to hide in Bris Mila, that you're not allowed to
be also right, the Moshe was also right. I saw the Rasha Weiss in his Minchas Osho, and this said that the first Simon in the Shmos talks about this issue. Yes, some of the Marmakomas that we mentioned here. But he suggests that maybe the Medrash means when it says Shino Shmom, and we mentioned Malbush, my thing, means they didn't do all three. They're in the band. But different times, different people may have done some of that suggestion. I don't think that's the process. But anyway, we'll end off with the Medrash Tanchuma. But again, so you see, I'm just trying to reconcile because it's hard to imagine. I mean, a lot of people say it's mutter. The answer is depends on circumstances. That's the bottom line. So somebody has a name because for official purposes, I mentioned my mother, Hashem, told me that my Hebrew name is Menachem. My English name is Michael, so what's it come? Not Michal. My brother and sister both have names that are just transliterations of the Hebrew name. What happened? So my mother also told me that she was afraid in those days that, with the Ches, and I said it would become people would be Mannheim and Mannheim, and who knows what to do with it. So that's why they gave me an English name, and that's nothing to do with the Hebrew name. It says talk to them. That's about as close as
what saved me is Yitzchak Rabin.
Yeah.
He became famous. Nobody could
say it. No, to pronounce it.
Very hard
word. It's a hard one, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, so that's, I think, how we can reconcile these...
you can understand also what the Rashi Agron says now.
Yeah.
Because in Eretz Yisrael, also in a resentful way.
Right, resentful way.
Rejection.
By rejection of the pit.
Chaim Kanevsky says, modern...
Yeah, these modern Israeli names, which are sometimes...
Maybe the modern Israeli names.
Because the way of not...
Represents...
It's a rejection.
Abandoning power, yeah.
It's a rejection.
Right,
it's a
rejection. Right.
It's a rejection. Like, he was giving a get, like, for a transsexual. Like, he didn't want to give other names, like, based on the Serbian Italian.
Right, right. I had a situation, a distant relative of... my father's. I happened to have been married to all the time, so they had not observant at all. They had a baby, so it's popular among some places in the Eretz Yisrael. They named the kid Nimrod. You heard this? They named the kid Nimrod. So they want to name Nimrod. So the mole, at that time, the mole said to Shumpan, that's not doing the best. He's not going to make it.
The high commander in the army that called him
Is that right? It became a popular zoning. See that? But that's probably what Rav Chaim is going to. That's what we're saying here. That's what all these Achronim say.
I think the only defense you can say is that they don't know what it's talking
about. That means, right. Okay, Achronim. Last thing.
But Lucas is probably a translation of Zev.
Yeah, probably. Right. Zevulf and all, right. Probably is. It's in Latin, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, last thing, the Medrash Tanchuma says in parts of Nisim and Zion, Zechoriamos Olam, Binushlaz Radola, Olam Yivdok Adam Bishemos Likrol of Noah Royalos Tzadik. The person named his children should always look for appropriate names. Kilifamim Hashem Gorim Tova Gorim Ra. Sometimes the name itself can determine good or bad. That's a shir in its own right, but we'll end with that. People should be proud of using their Jewish names. If for certain official purposes you have to sign the check or whatever it is on a passport, you have to use the other name, so be it. And certainly it's between three mutter and not in violation of the right. So nonetheless, we should certainly prefer amongst ourselves anyway to try and use the Hebrew name as much as we can. Okay.